Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am going to tell you right now that today is going to be a show that is going to be unlike any of the other shows that I've done so far. And the reason is because the topic that I am going to discuss has everything to do with something that is very hard to talk about, but everybody wants to talk about, especially if you've experienced problems in this area. And what I'm talking about is the hideous, disgusting, friendship-ruining, vegan farting gas. Yes, that's right, which typically happens when you start from going and having never had a large amount of raw vegetables in your diet, and then suddenly you're doing tons of smoothies and raw vegetables and produce and things like that in your life, and suddenly you become one of the stinkiest people you have ever known in your entire life. Now, I haven't quite experienced that until just the other night, and I'm so embarrassed to say this, but now I can finally empathize and sympathize with those of you who have experienced the horrible, disgusting, nonstop gas that some of you experience when you first go vegan. Now, let me be very specific about what I mean and the type of gas that I am referring to. This is the type of gas that comes as a result of suddenly increasing, dramatically increasing the amount of raw vegetable produce into your diet. Not the gas that comes from eating too much tofu or protein powder, because that can be pretty disgusting too. But this is a unique one. I'm going to be talking about those of you who turn vegan, or you are already vegan, but you just decided to really increase your uptake of raw, fresh vegetables and fruits, and then now you are you've become somebody that your friends will never invite to a dinner party again. Let me tell you a little bit about my story, about what happened to me just the other day. I, 6 days ago, decided I am going to work out for the first time in 3 months. And just to fill you in a little bit, I decided to do an interesting project I've never done before. I decided to let myself get so out of shape, purposely not go to the gym for 3 straight months and eat really whatever I want, that had no regard to health. I just want to satisfy any craving or desire that I wanted food-wise, and that's how I thought about my eating. I let myself go down all the way to the point where I didn't even want to go to the gym anymore, and I didn't even really want to eat healthy anymore. That's where I wanted to be, so that way I could figure out how to pull myself out, and that way I could greater empathize with those of us who have felt the same way and need an answer or a way to motivate ourselves back into getting into shape and becoming really, really healthy. Because I've never been that far down that rabbit hole. I wanted to know what it was like so I could help others get out of that hole from experience. Well, the good news is I got there. The bad news is this. I recently did an interview with Chad Byers, and if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. It was one of the best episodes I've ever done, a series of 4 episodes where Chad essentially has figured out a way to get away with 3 meals a day, and those meals, this is the kicker, the meals consist of 64 to 70 ounces of green smoothie filled with green juice or fruit, and more fruit. Green smoothie and fruit. We're talking 1.5 gallons or more and more of nothing but freaking produce. No beans, no nuts, no protein powder, except for a few cases, but just pure freaking produce, raw. And I decided I'm going to do the same thing as an experiment, also because it was just so convenient to be able to do that. I've got 2 children and a wife, and I run a small business. And for me, now that my life has become a little bit more busy with my social and personal life, that it just became a hassle to have to somehow manage to get 6 meals in a day. the promise of being able to pull off amazing results with three really attracted me. The catch was I had to eat enormous amounts of foods in order to meet the nutritional requirements that I needed to either build muscle and lose fat at the same time. So here's what happened. After the very first day, I consumed my 1.5 to 2 gallons of pure green smoothie and fruit smoothies. I'm talking going through about 15 to 30 bananas. I went through about 3 to 4 bushels of kale, another 2 bushels of other vegetables I don't even remember anymore, and so on and so forth. No nuts, no seeds, just that produce. And this is what happened. By that night, my belly swelled up to the size of a massive watermelon or pumpkin, and then my butt started erupting like a volcano. I'm talking Mount Kilimanjaro. Like, the gas that was coming out was so voluminous, so noxious, and so loud and flatulating that it put a strain on the relationship between me and my wife. My wife, the other night, and this went on because I did this for five straight days. Today was the first day that I got off of it. I did this for 5 straight days, and my poor wife, sitting whatever room she walked into, if I had been there, I had bombed it with absolutely no mercy or humanity. It was just awful. I mean, the stench was something that was just unimaginable. It's something that if you experienced, you would never ever want to experience that ever again. You would have wished that you could unexperience it, but it's the only way to really know what it's like. I mean, it was so bad that flies were dropping dead straight out of the air. I mean, like birds in neighboring trees were taking their nests and lifting them out of the trees and moving somewhere else. The stench was horrible. My wife the other night, she said, either I'm going to sleep on the couch or you've got to sleep out on the couch. And I said, no, I don't want to, and I don't know what to do. It was so bad. The frequency got greater and greater and greater as I drank more and more and more and more. And we even had friends over. And it was so uncontrollable that even in mid-conversation, I couldn't hold my sphincter of my butt was not strong enough. I couldn't hold it. Things were seeping out. Noises were being made. It was embarrassing to say the very least. I mean, just imagine having a conversation and then chuckle, 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 chuckle. Pfft, that was what was going on. I had to keep leaving the room every 5 minutes, not to use the toilet, but just to let gas out. And like I said, it wasn't like little poofs. It was like full on trombone. Like, take a deep breath. Like full on 15-second blasts. I've never experienced anything like that before, and neither has my poor wife. And not to mention the smell of it. Oh, my God. She couldn't get to sleep last night. I couldn't get to sleep last night because I was getting up every 5 minutes, regularly, 5 minutes. And this went on for hours just so I could run over to the bathroom, blast the awful, toxic, poisonous gas out, and then run back into bed. And then run back out to the bathroom, blast it, and then come right back. I wish this upon nobody, not even my worst enemies. Unfortunately, I really don't have any. I hope this never happens to you. And if this has happened to you, I completely sympathize and empathize. And I want to tell you that having been in that situation, and hopefully my situation is far worse than yours, that I'm here to tell you that I support you, I empathize with you, and I'm here for you. So now that you've gotten to know a little bit more about me than you probably ever would want to, let me explain to you what's going on and why this happens and what to do about it. Fortunately, my wife is a medical doctor, and she's got her certification from Cornell University in plant-based nutrition, yada, 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 very fancy. She's an amazing resource. And what she taught me was this. There are two basic types of bacteria. You've got the bacteria that lives in your colon, which leads straight to your butt opening. And that bacteria What happens is when food matter reaches that part, especially undigested food reaches that part, that bacteria starts to eat that undigested food. And when they eat that undigested food, they produce gas. So the bacteria themselves, they eat your leftovers as it has moved through your small intestines, and then they fart, and then the millions, billions, trillions of them that work together, I don't know the actual number, they produce the gas that comes out of your butt. So the trick here is to make sure that the food gets completely digested before it reaches your colon, the large intestine. So what we want to do is increase the bacteria that live in the small intestines, which are called anaerobic bacteria. That means that they can eat and eat and eat, but they don't produce any gas. So that is the key. So one of the first things that you can do is you can make it easier for your small intestines to digest all the wonderful nutrients that you're feeding it. So when you're doing lots of produce, well, maybe the huge amounts of fiber and just the large volumes of produce is making it hard for your small intestines, well, the bacteria in your small intestines, that's the anti-fart bacteria, to digest that food. So one easier way to do it is to juice more of your produce. So same amount of produce that you would normally eat, but just start juicing more of it. So that way it's easier on your digestive system. Well, I'm going to say it's easier for those bacteria to go and eat and digest and help you digest that food. Because juice is very, very easy for your small intestines to utilize and absorb into it. Now, the second thing that you can do is you can look into prebiotics and probiotics. Now, I am by no means an expert. I've never even used them, but I've had many, 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 many students use them with a lot of success. The idea is with probiotics are a direct source of bacteria, anaerobic bacteria, that feed and help you digest the food as it's going through your small intestines. The prebiotics, I believe, if I'm correct, will help increase the population of the bacteria, the anaerobic bacteria that you currently have. Don't know what the efficacy of it is or how well it works. That's something I want you to look up. But I do know that my students who have taken probiotic supplements in the right dosage, that means that it's quite a bit. That means, you know, for example, fermented foods and kombucha are examples of foods that have probiotics. Well, these probiotic supplements have many, 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 many times more the concentration of these probiotics in them. So when they consume them, then they immediately start getting great results. That means they stop farting as much, and their farts don't stink as bad because they're digesting so much more of the food that they're eating before that food mass reaches their colon and the fart bacteria start to eat it and start making all those farts. The amount that's in like a kombucha or a fermented food, it's just not nearly enough to make a significant impact. And when you are leaking and exploding out noxious, poisonous gas out of your butt, you want to act as quickly as possible, and you just want to hit it as hard as you can. The next thing that you can do is simply lower the amount of high-fiber raw vegetables and fruits. Just lower the amount. Not to the point where you're not eating any, but just lower it down until you see a significant improvement in your flatulence. That's right. When you see a significant improvement. Here's what happened to me. So today is day 6. I have a photo shoot tomorrow. I'm going to be featured in the family edition of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. If you haven't checked that out, go pick it up. It's the only vegan health and fitness magazine in the world. And they have a wonderful publication that they've produced. And we're going to be featured in it, my wife, my whole family and I. And we want to look great for tomorrow's photo shoot. So what I've done is I spent 5 days doing doing this major fart producing diet, and today I'm doing a pre-photo shoot strategy where I'm trying to increase the amount of muscle glycogen in my muscle stores, so and also reduce bloat. Now, with all this farting, I have never been more bloated in my life. So today I completely eliminated the smoothies just as a temporary solution right now, completely eliminated and stuck with only really easily digestible foods with very little nutritional value. So I've been doing branched chain amino acids, multivitamin, some Orek root powder. Don't even ask me what that does. I just got it free from Warrior Force and it's just got some good ingredients in it. And that's pretty much it. Like some water. And for my physical food, I've just been munching on little bits of sweet potato and some rice cakes with some jelly and a little bit of peanut butter. All non-bloating stuff, And that's all I'm sticking to. And you know what? I haven't had a single poof or fart all day long. Not one. And that's coming from 5 straight days of killing anything that is living that weighs less than an ounce with the massive amount of crop dusting that I was doing. I was doing more crop dusting than a Monsanto crop field does on a Sunday. I was the absolute master of stench. My house, you can call it the bog of eternal stench. But today I lifted the veil. I ended the curse by doing my pre-photo shoot strategy, my eating strategy today. So I hope you find this useful, and I hope that if you've had or suffered anything near something like this, that hopefully my tips serve you. And if you've never suffered this, then hopefully I want you to remember or take heed to what I said, and hopefully you'll be able to act quickly before you ruin any relationships and lose precious friends because of your own flatulence. It's a terrible thing. And not to mention, it's something that my friends will never, ever, ever forget about me. So I am doomed to live my entire life with 2 of my closest friends knowing how bad my gas is, and I'm pretty certain that the word of that will spread. So knowing that, I'm going to go ahead and put it out on the air so the entire world knows. So that way, nobody has to talk about it behind my back. They can just simply, now that they know, there's nothing much to discuss in secrecy because it's been out. So I thank you for tuning in today. If you haven't already, please pick up your very own copy of the free vegan muscle building guide. It's been updated for those of you who have a copy of it. It was updated just a couple weeks ago. It's got 3 more extra pages of goodness for you. And you can just simply go to veganmusclebook.com. Put in your email address and your first name, and we'll send it to you right away. It's going to be via email. Also, please join us in the conversation that's happening right now over at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And I'd like to throw this out there too. Love to get your feedback on this. You can send this feedback over to either facebook.com or you can email me. And that is, I want to know, do you take any protein powders? And if so, what protein powders do you take? And here's the reason I want to know, is because I know a lot of my listeners take protein powder, but I'm not quite sure what kind and what brand they use. And if there's a certain brand that a lot of us use, what I'm going to try to do is get you guys hooked up and see if I can get your favorite company to hook us up with some exclusive discounts that you can't get anywhere, so that it can help you save some money on the price of protein powder if that's something that you use. And if there's any other products down the road, I know protein is just really, really popular, so I want to start there. Maybe we can do that with other products as well. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, not the bottom of my fart. That's going to be fixed as of today. And I will catch you on the next podcast. This is Thomas Tadlock of the Vegan Body Revolution Show.